Yo, what is goody? We are doing something a little bit different today. I think this is going to be my first podcast episode with just me here. It is just me today, and I wanted to change things up. You know, sometimes when you're making content, things can get a little stale. Not necessarily stale for you guys, but more so stale for the fucking creators and the content creators. You know, one thing that I've always seen with myself is I always want to like revitalize and revamp and just like do shit different. If you have been following me for, I would say the past 2 years, you have seen me do and try different shit. And it's all about the elevation. It's all about the growth. I mean, right now, as far as all of my platforms, minus Instagram, because I don't know what the fuck IG is going on, but Facebook is up, man. Since I started Facebook last year, 2023, started it from scratch. Lonzo, shout out to Lonzo from Concrete. Shout out to G as the kid. He was more so TikTok, but they encouraged me to kind of get out of my comfort zone, get off of Instagram and stop relying on just one social media platform. And since I did that, I mean, fucking Facebook is fucking rocking, bro. We're at 24,000 followers right now. Shit is gaining at least 1,000 followers every, I would say, like week and a half. Shit is lit. We're about to crack 10,000 on TikTok. And maybe those numbers seem small to a lot of people because they got massive followings. Or maybe it seems so big to you guys because you're not in the content space. Or maybe you want to get into it. Either way, it's just run your fucking race. All of this shit is a marathon. I'm just focused in on what I want to do to create content, make my fucking self better. And all in all, create some shit that I'm proud of, that I like, but also create some shit that I could fucking make a living and make money on. That's the biggest thing. And that's what I want to take from 2023 into 2024. And of course, I don't even think I fucking opened up by saying fucking Happy New Year to you guys. But yeah, like I said, I want to do something different. I want to start doing these things. Not necessarily, you know, interviews, even though I love doing the interviews. I love connecting with and meeting new people, letting them tell their stories. But, you know, sometimes I want to get my shit off. I just want to shoot the fade verbally, of course, and just talk about all different shit that's revolved around nerd content, video games, comics, manga, anime, pop culture, you know, obviously surrounded by nerd shit as well. And yeah, you know, we'll see how this shit goes. We'll see how I could fucking manage it and clip it. I got a couple of new things that I'm also working on with a couple of publishing companies this year, which is pretty fire. One of my biggest goals is obviously to grow my social media platforms, create more avenues where I could create income. I'm monetized on a couple of platforms already, which is fucking dope. But I also want to fucking finish writing my fucking project. As you guys know, I got into this thing doing, reviewing indie comics and indie manga. And then it kind of branched out into covering topics using my charisma, wittiness, funniness, whatever you want to call it. Not that I want to, you know, say I'm a comedian or anything. I never want to disrespect a field because I put such a high standard on comedy. I'm just me. And the way that I am with you guys is the way that I am with my friends. Same exact way that I am when I'm fucking playing Xbox. Y'all all know you have the fucking text group chats. And then if you're a gamer, you know you have your fucking party chats. You know that's where your shit gets wild. And maybe not for all of you, but for me, absolutely. I got a couple of chats that if those chats are released, I'm fucked. Actually, nah, really not. It would be funny, pretty funny as hell. But yeah, especially with my fucking game chat, man. Game chat, we be going off. And a lot of my friends that are in the game chat, we've known each other, I mean, literally since elementary school. So you could imagine how those conversations are. And I try to bring that B minus, I try to bring that to you guys. Because a lot of people, you know, they say that I'm entertaining, they laugh at my shit, you know, whenever I talk, and I just say shit, like, right off of the head. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, let me start creating content. Because a lot of times you see content creators and you're like, all right, cool, that was okay, that was funny. But they got these fucking massive followings, and I'm like, oh, nah, I need to get a piece of this action. So, that is what we're on today. So, let's fucking get right into it. We're going to be covering a few topics. Like I said, I'm going to be testing this out. And forgive me, I got so much shit. I got a screen here, my fucking laptop, my camera. I'm actually going to be investing in another camera soon. So maybe we can have some dynamicness as far as when I'm recording. I also want to go live a lot more. I'm going to try to do Facebook Live since I got a huge following there. But, let's get into it. Let's start off by me talking about some of my favorite shit from 2023. 2023 has had its ups, and then it has absolutely had a lot of fucking downs, man. The superhero industry, I mean, the movie industry in general, but the superhero industry, man, yo, we went from the heights of Infinity War, Endgame, Avengers, like, peak. It was almost like MCU, Marvel, Disney could do, well, I don't want to say Disney because Disney has done some wrong, but as far as Marvel, as far as Kevin Feige, when you hear those three things combined to each other, you knew you were going to get fire. That has not been the case for, I would say, the last 2 years, which is crazy. Don't worry, there has been some fire. One of my favorite movies from last year is Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I got to give it to James Gunn. I got to give it to the cast of that movie, Zoe Saldana, fucking Chris Pratt, Bradley Cooper, all of them. I can't name everybody. Also, they're probably never going to see this anyway. But that movie was fucking amazing. That is probably my top. It's definitely in my top three of last year. I would say my top three movies of last year, Guardians 3, Across the Spider-Verse. Is it into or Across the Spider-Verse, right? Yeah, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and The Creator with, Denzel Washington's son. I always forget this motherfucker's name, man. Fuck. What's his name? I don't fucking know, but whatever. Those are my three favorite movies from 2023. I talked about Guardians. I always like what James Gunn does. He hasn't made a project that I didn't like, especially in like the comic book realm. What he does with practical effects, CGI. I feel like Guardians, the first one, was the first MCU project that had the jokes, that had the slaps, that had like the gut punch fucking reaction when you came to the jokes. And then all of the other movies kind of tried to replicate that and follow suit. Some did it amazing, some not so good. But I feel like we got to give that to James Gunn, and if it's his writing or he has a team of writers, whoever it is. Guardians, fucking hilarious. Moments that were fucking hilarious, moments that were like almost like a tearjerker, and I'm not a fucking crier, but I was close. I was fucking close for Guardians, so I got to say fuck you to James Gunn because I hate fucking crying over shit, but that shit just tugged on the emotions. High Evolutionary, dude that play him, he got some fucking crazy ass African name. I'm never going to be able to pronounce it anyway. He was fucking fire. That was a fucking fire ass villain. I've said this time and time again, a superhero movie is only as good as the fucking villain. It's like, yeah, everything else could be cool, but if the villain is not fire, the movie's going to be fucking dead. And Guardians fucking delivered. Across the Spider-Verse. Holy shit. Talk about another one that kind of brought up emotion. That movie was just fucking mind-blowing. Like, I'm at the point where I'm watching videos on how the animation team actually produced this because it's just fucking mind-blowing all the parts that are going into play when you're creating this fucking movie. I went to graphic design school. I took 3D animation. I took 2D animation. Very, very low levels, by the way. So low, in fact, that I did this and I was like, yo, I'm never doing this shit again. I'm just hiring motherfuckers because that's how I know how fucking detailed you have to be, how tedious, how fucking every minute detail has to literally be in place for something to work, something to make sense. And just the shit that they did with the movie, the storytelling, phenomenal. The voice actors and actresses, A1, fight scenes, action, like literally had me on my toes. That movie was fucking incredible. I don't know who I could give the number one spot to. Guardians Across the, it's one of the two. I don't know. Some days I'm like, yo, Spider-Man got it. Other days, like, nah, Guardians, that shit was fire. Number three, The Creator. From a movie that takes some sort of a political standpoint, has an underlining meaning about humanity, AI, I thought that movie was fucking amazing. I would say that The Creator is to Denzel Washington's son as Man on Fire is to Denzel Washington, if that makes sense. Probably not. I don't give a shit. That movie was fucking fire. Again, I'm a sucker for good animation. The way that the robots moved, talked, and communicated, and that was fire. They kind of had multiple versions of what you would call robots. Like, we see movies where a robot is like a hunk of metal. We see movies where a hunk of metal that's kind of like a human structure, so two arms, legs, some sort of head or whatever. And then we'll see, obviously, like the cyborg type of robot where it is maybe like half human, like Ex Machina. And then we've seen like, you know, like the Matrix, like the Sentinels, like those type of robots. This movie had like all of those bases. The CGI was fucking nuts. The sound effects, oh my God, when they were dropping bombs, like that shit sounded fucking great, man. Like I almost had like an orgasm in my fucking ears when I was hearing this shit. I could imagine how when people first watched Star Wars and they heard all of the special effects, like the lasers and the lightsabers, like all of that shit. That's what The Creator kind of brought for me on a smaller scale, if that makes sense. But I would say those three. Some other mentions, like I'm looking at my list right here. The Ninja Turtles movie, that was a very good movie. I actually really liked that. I didn't see it in the movie theaters. I had something going on. But that shit was fire. Ant-Man Quantumania came out in 2023? No fucking way. No way. It did? All right, whatever. yeah, Ant-Man, it was... Oh, man. Yeah, it had things that it did good, and then it had things that it didn't do good. I understand that they have to use a ton of CGI when it comes to the quantum realm. Like, it has to look like some shit that's not on Earth. But I think I'm kind of done with, like, the OD overused CGI for these Marvel movies, which is why I'm fucking excited for Echo, which we'll talk about later. But all of the Marvel movies where they're like standing in a fucking warehouse and it's just green and blue screens everywhere, and then they just slap the fucking background right there, I think I'm done with that. You could do it where, like, let's say if it's like a Captain America Civil War, or maybe like a Spider-Man, where like they're still actually using places that are in real world, but sometimes they need like CGI backgrounds that they got to post up. That I'm cool with. But it's just like when it's just like overly CGI, it just like disconnects me. And then on top of that, MODOK, whatever, make fun of me the way I pronounce it. I did not like the way he looked CGI at all. I know he's supposed to look weird, but they could have at least made him not look goofy. That's the biggest thing. I don't want my fucking characters that are supposed to be serious goofy, even though I know he's kind of like a weird, has like moments where he can be goofy, but all in all, he's supposed to look like, what the fuck is this? Like, this shit looks crazy, and he's supposed to be a killing machine. Like, I'm not supposed to laugh when I look at this motherfucker while he's coming at me with lasers and chainsaws, if that makes sense. Excuse me. I hope that makes sense. Jonathan Majors, he is fucking done. Disney couldn't wait to get this motherfucker out of here. I know I made a post a couple of weeks ago comparing Jonathan Majors to, what the fuck is that person's name? Ezra Miller. And we'll get to that bum-ass Flash movie as well. here's the thing. If I'm going to pull a race card, I'm going to make sure, like, it's, like, blatantly obvious that, like, it's, like, race. What I was trying to kind of portray between both of them is more so on the studio side and what studios are willing to accept and what some studios aren't willing to accept. We can't act like And I understand it's Disney. It's more kid-friendly, kid-centered. But at the same time, they're trying to get into a realm where it's starting to be a lot more serious. Hence, Echo and Daredevil. You have a bunch of actors and actresses on your roster that you still decide to keep there. I believe Jeremy Renner, and I got to look it up. I want to say it's Jeremy Renner or maybe somebody else. But I think they had a little bit of a situation with their wife. I don't want to say it's Jeremy Renner. And this is allegedly. This is all right, cool. I think it was Jeremy Renner, right? For those of you that don't know, Jeremy Renner was going through a divorce. And in the divorce settlement or a case or whatever it is, his wife claimed that Jeremy emotionally, physically, and sexually abused. Whoa, I didn't know about this. Sexually abused their daughter? Yo, that's fucking wild. As well as placing a weapon in his mouth and threatening to pull the trigger. Now, this is alleged. I ain't putting this on him. This is allegations. This is alleged. You know, but still, those are allegations. Those are some fucking serious allegations. Way more serious than Jonathan Majors. But Disney decided to keep them, to keep him, right? So I'm just throwing the information out there. I'm throwing that shit out there. I forgot who I heard mention this. That's kind of fucking crazy. And don't get me wrong, you know, if Jeremy Renner was vindicated, if it wasn't a situation or if he was lied upon, then I'm totally cool with it. I understand that people get lied upon all the time for shit like that. However, if one person can be lied upon, maybe other people could be lied upon, like Jonathan Majors and Johnny Depp. You know, Johnny Depp and Jonathan Majors, I know they were both found guilty in some courts, but then Johnny Depp was vindicated afterwards, and Amber Heard had to pay him X amount of money. But then it's like, yo, Disney, you fired him. Hire this motherfucker back, yo. Don't you dare bring back Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp. We don't give a fuck about Pirates of the Caribbean. We give a fuck about Johnny Depp, Jack Sparrow. Pirates of the Caribbean ain't shit without fucking Jack Sparrow. We don't want no Margot Robbie, and salute to all the milk men. Salute to all the milk goddesses. Of course, we love Margot Robbie. But we ain't trying to see you in no fucking Pirates of the Caribbean, at least without Jack Sparrow. And that's the point that I'm trying to make is that these studios kind of pick and choose, and they want to be on some high moral ground. Obviously, this shit happened with Jeremy Renner, you know, years ago. So maybe because it happened years ago, Disney wasn't really caring about shit like that. But since 2020 and the Me Too movement and all of these social justice warriors are kind of hounding down on these high executive fucking corporations or whatever, and all of these corporations are trying to make moves to make themselves look good, you know, regardless of the damage that they're doing to people on the, I guess, like the back end of it, it's just crazy. And I'm just fucking calling it out. Like I said, you know, if you're fucking guilty, you're guilty. You deserve to be fired all across the board. If you're not guilty, you don't deserve to be fired. You know, plain and simple. Jonathan Majors, I think he was only found guilty because of just like the it wasn't even like a crazy charge. It definitely wasn't a felony or a misdemeanor or something like that. I don't know. Fact check, you know, you do whatever you want to do. I'm not here to like be super, super accurate. And I want to be very careful with my words to add allegations or allegedly or from other sources, because here I'm just a shit talker. I'm just a funny shit talker, and I'm just going off of what's on my mind. But yeah, it was like, yo, he only got charged because he damaged her finger when he was trying to run away. We saw him running away. First of all, running away from a white woman in the middle of Manhattan. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. I'm not even going to lie. Obviously, I know the history between black men and white women being accused of shit. I know that. But I'm just talking about that movie. I'm talking about that scenario and the fact that Jonathan Majors dresses like it's 1822. it was just funny in my end, you know, no big deal. It reminded me of when Mike Epps was running from fucking Baby D and Next Friday. Was it Next Friday? Yeah, Next Friday. But anyway, yeah, so Kang is done. He's out of here. And now really what I think Disney wanted to do is I think Disney just wanted to get rid of Kang. I think Disney wanted to get rid of Kang because they see that their plan after Endgame, after the Infinity Saga, whatever the fuck you want to call it, is not working. It's all over the place. So many plot holes, so many missing characters, unfinished storylines, everything. And I think Kevin Feige, Disney, Bob Iger, whoever the fuck is running shit over there, was like, you know what? Like, we gotta fix this shit. We got to fix it because they're losing money now. Even though they have built up a pool of fucking billions from the first 10, 12 years or whatever, now they're starting to lose money on these projects, and they're seeing that it's trending down. We saw what happened with the fucking Marvels. So I think that they just wanted to get rid of Kang more so than Jonathan Majors, and I think they're just going to revamp shit. What are my predictions? What do I think that could revive? First thing is stop with the pandering to people. Pandering to specific groups or demographics that wasn't there to help you build up what you guys have now. And what I mean from that, and outside of like Black Panther, but like now what studios are starting to do is like they're starting to market like women or minorities, and like they're focusing in on trying to get the dollar from us by marketing because of our plights, or trying to cash in on oppressed people or marginalized demographics. And it's like, no, we want to see the characters that we grew up with, that we love, that we were introduced to, doing cool shit and cool stories, and that's it, right? I don't give a fuck that Captain America is now black. I think that's fire. Just give me a good story. Obviously, if the story is entwined with some sort of, you know, theme around being black in America, of course, that's going to make sense, right? But if you're just making a movie like I talked about with Star Wars, and they're making a movie based on, I guess they're using like women's empowerment with the new Star Wars movie, and they have a first female director, and she wants it shaped by women now. And it's like, is that the demographic that helped you build up Star Wars to get you to the point to where we're at right now? And I thought the last three Star Wars movies with Daisy Ridley as Rey, I thought that was woman led. Like, we saw what happened, and it bombed by the last movie. Right? So just don't market all of those aspects. And I know I'm kind of like jumping around right now. I'm going to tie it back. Don't market all those aspects. You know, just give us exactly what we need. And actually, I'm not going to tie it around because I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. But yeah, we were talking about Kang. We're talking about what I think that they need to do as far as bring back MCU. One, stop trying to market to people that you think is oppressed, that have, you know, situations, agendas, whatever it is, all those hot buzzwords that people be fucking using nowadays, and just make fucking good fucking stories. Give us the fucking X-Men. I'm hyped about fucking Deadpool, and I'll get into movies and shit that are coming in 2024. I'm hyped about Deadpool. I'm hyped about the X-Men. Find a way to bring the X-Men into the fold, into the MCU, that makes sense and that is going to be fucking badass. Give us back those ground level enemies. Yes, we like the Thanoses, we like the Apocalypses, the Galactus, the High Evolutionaries, but you know what we also want? We want the Kingpins. Dr. Doom kind of bounces between like low-level stuff and like high-level stuff, but like, yeah, give us the Dr. Dooms. I feel like X-Men and Doctor Doom, those are going to be your fucking two ways to get the fans back, right? Remember what I said. It's like, yo, it's like you've been with that girl and she stops doing all of the tricks like when you first started dating. you know, the double-handed gawk, you know, the grabbing and tugging on your, you know, your junk. Same thing for your women. You know, the guy that was doing all of the tricks in the beginning, what do women like? You know, women like, oh, the flowers, the opening the door, the giving hugs and kisses. Ooh, baby, I love you. You know, all of that shit. And then when you get to a certain point in the relationship, what the fuck is it? Yo, go get me that soda. Bitch, you know where the fucking fridge is. You know, oh, can you take the trash out? I'll take the trash out when I'm good and ready. You know, all of that shit. It's like, no, we got to get the romance back. That's what we need to do. We need to get the romance back, MCU. So we need to kind of build up that healthy relationship again. Get us back on the bandwagon and give us shit that we need. Whatever plan that... Oh, and Fantastic Four. I forgot about Fantastic Four. I'm so sorry. But yes, Fantastic Four too. But yes, find a way to speed that shit up. Whatever you had before, fuck all that. You know, Armor Wars, and I know this shit's probably still in production, but find a way to get us the fucking X-Men, Fantastic Four, Doctor Doom, and what the other shit that I... Bring those shits immediately, all right? That's my idea for helping revive the MCU. I could go into more details, but I'm not because... Whatever. Movies that was a sleeper to me. Let's start with that. Movie that was a sleeper to me. Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle was a fucking sleeper. I was not expecting it to be as good as it was. I know that's not the last of the DCEU, but I think Blue Beetle is going to slide into the new DCU. But whatever it is, I was shocked. I was shocked. I thought it was very good. I liked the special effects. I liked the practical effects. It was a lighthearted fucking movie. It almost reminded me of, it pretty much reminded me of like a Spider-Man origin story. I'm sorry for you DC fans trying to compare the two, but fuck it. But yeah, that movie shocked me. I haven't seen Aquaman yet. I'm probably not going to pay for it, even though I hear that it's doing okay at the box office, or at least better than the Marvels. What else did I like? Shazam, get that shit out of here. Was not going to see that. I'm glad that guy is done. He said some fucking wild shit to James Gunn. He's been saying wild shit. It's like, yo, nobody fucking likes you. You are not my Shazam, so you need to get the fuck out of here, bro, immediately. What's that nigga's name? Zachary Levy or whatever? I don't fucking know. But, yeah, what else came out this year? I can't even remember. The Marvels, I thought the Marvels was cool. I thought it was cool. The big reason why I liked why I thought it was cool, Kamala Khan, she stole the show. Brie Larson, I mean, I don't have any hate for her. I know a lot of people do not like her. I don't know why, but whatever. Monica Rambeau, first of all, she is so fucking fine, man. Oh, my God. She is hot. Just seeing her thick ass in that. All right. Let me be respectful. But she's fire. But, like, I wasn't going to the movie just for Monica Rambeau. You know, I wanted it to kind of be, like, all three of them, which it was. But it's the villain, man. The villain did not draw me in. Like, she was just like a copy and paste of what's the fuck this motherfucker's name? Ronin or whatever. But she, I don't know. I can't even remember. The movie was a while ago. I just remember Kamala Khan was fire and the ending was fire. The final fight scene, it was just like, all right, yo, get this bitch off the screen. We know you're going to watch her. We're never going to see her again. She doesn't mean anything. She's just a villain for this bum ass movie. Yeah, I could have did something so much cooler, but whatever. But yes. The ending credit scene, that was worth it. That is what boosted this movie up tremendously between Kamala Khan and the ending scene, which if you don't know by now, we saw Beast from the X-Men. So Monica Rambeau got stuck in a different universe. And yeah, I don't know how she got fucking picked up by fucking the X-Men, but yeah, they fucking picked her up. She was in the medical bay the medical bay, where the fuck was she at? I don't even really know. I mean, we saw the X door, so I'm gonna assume that it was at the fucking Charles Xavier's fucking mansion, but whatever, we saw Beast. Shit was fucking, that was lit. That was the best part of the fucking movie. Moving on. All right, cool. So that's pretty much my shit for 2024. I would say Notable TV shows. Gen V, fire. Love Gen V. I love what The Boys, Gen V. I love that whole thing, what they're doing. I'm hyped about season, what are we on? Season 4 of The Boys? That's just going to be lit, bro. Homelander is a fucking better version of Superman, in my opinion. In my opinion. I know we got a lot of Superman dick riders. Y'all be glazing soups. And I get, he's cool sometimes, but I like the people that are fucking damaged. I like the people that are damaged. I like the people that have vices. I like the people that are just not perfect. And that's what I feel like Homelander is. Not that I'm saying that I'm Homelander, like I want to be some white dude with blonde hair who has a fucking breast milk fetish. But I like that he has flaws, if that makes sense. But yeah, I like that. Invincible season 2, fire. Love Invincible. The animation, it's very American, and it's about time American animation be getting some burn, because anime, obviously, Japanese animation, anime, you know, whatever, if you're fucking over 40 years old, I know that's what you guys fucking call it, but anime has obviously been dominating when it comes to fucking animated cartoons or whatever it is. But yes, Invincible is fucking fire. I'm mad that they did my boy the dude that Seth Rogen fucking voices, they did my boy dirty. Yo, the Viltrumites, ruthless. Another version of Superman that's fucking fire, right? Omni-Man has his fucking flaws. We like that shit. There's nobody that's fucking perfect in America. Right? Superman can't even really be, yo, I'm not, oh man. Yo, if we being honest, man, Superman should be Mexican. Superman should be from India. Superman should be from any one of these other countries other than white, because we know illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, like that fits so much other things other than fucking a white dude from fucking space, man. Oh my God, yo, Superman should definitely be another fucking race. But whatever, you know, of course, we're going to let y'all have that one. But yes, Omni-Man is fucking fire. I like that he fucking dipped out on his wife, only wanted the wife because he wanted a son. He said, fuck that bitch. Son, we're going to take over this planet. If you're not going to take over it with me, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. The Viltrumites own this shit. He beats the shit out of his son, then he fucking feels bad about it, then fucking leaves, about to go into a fucking black hole and kill himself. He sees these praying mantis fucking aliens. He saves them, goes to their planets, claps a praying mantis chick's cheeks, then gets her pregnant, then has a fucking half Viltrumite, half bug fucking baby. Fire storytelling right there. Fire. Amazing. On anime tip, two animes that I really, really fucking liked is, what's that fucking anime? Well, Jujutsu Kaisen. Let's do Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh, Hell's Paradise. Is it Hell's Paradise? I think it's Hell's Paradise. Jujutsu Kaisen. Let's talk about that. Yes, Hell's Paradise. I'll do Hell's Paradise, like, real quick. I thought that shit was fire. Love the storytelling. Love the fucking action and the animation. I love that it was straight to the point. You know, a lot of times we have animes with so many fucking characters, but I feel like they were able to do all of those prisoners' storylines as far as seeing in the past and the present very, very well. One of my critiques with Demon Slayer, and it's fair to put Hell's Paradise up against Demon Slayer, because Demon Slayer, I think, is on like season 3 or 4. Hell's Paradise only has one season. But one of my things with Demon Slayer, I'm not emotionally attached to any of these fucking Demon Slayers, Hashiramas, well, whatever the fuck you guys call them. I know you guys are going to fucking correct me on the way that I speak Japanese anyway, but fuck you guys. But yeah, I'm not emotionally attached to any of these niggas. And then the last season that we had, Zenitsu and Inosuke wasn't even fucking in. Were they in it? They weren't even in it like that. It was Tanjiro, Nezuko, and those other two Demon Slayers. And then we're probably not even going to see those motherfuckers on the next season. And it's like wash, rinse, and repeat. Whereas Jujutsu Kaisen, woo, this season, so fucking fire. Oh my God. First off, the first couple of episodes with Gojo and like his background and his boy, what's his name? Ghetto, which is a fucking funny ass name. I don't even know if it's Ghetto. Whatever, correct me anytime you want. Shit was fire. Then leading on to present with Itadori, Megumi, and everybody, just that whole Shibuya fucking fighting was fucking ruthless. Oh my God. That, y'all remember that those times when you were younger and it's, you're younger and it's like after school, late at night, you finished all your homework and you're just fucking chilling. Or maybe you're doing homework and watching anime. It's late at night. You're laying on the floor. You got your feet kicked up. You're maybe watching like Toonami. You're watching Naruto, fucking Trigun. You're watching, maybe it's fucking Pokemon. I don't know. Big O. What else? Cowboy Bebop. Give me some of the new shit. Maybe for somebody like you younger people, you're watching Bleach or One Piece. And it's just like, you don't got a care in the world, right? You know, you don't got no fucking bills, no nothing. You just a kid, and you're supposed to be a kid watching your fucking favorite anime. That's the feeling that I get when I watch Jujutsu Kaisen. Or when I watch any new anime that, like, gets me in the fucking zone, that's how I felt. Jujutsu Kaisen was so fucking fire this season, man. Holy shit. The fucking fight scenes, the fucking demon that possesses Itadori versus Jogo. Woo! God damn, yo, that shit was fucking fire. That's all my favorite shit from 2024. 2023. 2024, I feel like it could definitely top what we got in 2023. Absolutely. Let's take a look and see at what shit is coming out in 2024. What's coming out this month? This month, Night Swim, Society of Snow, I don't know what the Mean Girls, they're doing, redoing Mean Girls. I feel like the first Mean Girls was a fucking masterpiece. I feel like all the white chicks love that fucking movie. All right, cool. February, Winnie the Pooh 2. I know fucking Winnie the Pooh was up for grabs as far as copyright. So that was public domain now. And I know Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse is also up for grabs. And they literally, the day that it was up for grabs, they dropped two fucking horror movies, which is funny. Madam Web. I'm a stand on it. I'm a stand on it. Yo, if I'm wrong, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that I'm wrong. I think this movie is going to be fucking trash. That's just me. But I hope I'm wrong. I didn't see enough in the trailer that made me say, oh, this shit about to be lit. Like, no. The only thing that I saw that was fire was what's that chick's name? The milk goddess. Sweeney Todd? What's this chick's name? Hold on. No, Sweeney Todd is the fucking demon barber from Flint Street. Hold on. Give me a second. Madam Web cast. Sydney Sweeney, right there. That's the only thing that I'm hyped about. Actually, this chick, Isabella, I like her too. She's from something else. I can't remember. Emma Roberts is in this? Oh, she fired too. I like this chick, Celeste, too. I mean, it's definitely a good cast. This chick from Grey's Anatomy, not Grey's Anatomy, 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know. She's throwing me off because I remember her from 50 Shades. Well, she was in 50 Shades, right? This got to be the 50 Shades chick. Yep, 50 Shades. I don't know. It's throwing me off. When I think of Madam Web, I think of the old chick. You know, it is what it is. I want it to be good, but I'm thinking that it's going to be trash. That's just me being totally honest. All right, cool. Moving on. March. Wait. Winnie the Pooh, Argyle is that shit with Superman, motherfucker that everybody hated as Superman, the Witcher dude. That shit looks like it could be cool. I'm not sure. Jesus Revolution, I don't know what the fuck that is. All right, cool. Moving on to March, Kung Fu Panda 4. I know a lot of people are hyped about Kung Fu Panda. We know we got a lot of Kung Fu Panda fans. I'm not the biggest Kung Fu Panda guy. I think it's just solid. We got A Quiet Place Day 1. I'm a huge Quiet Place fan. Quiet Place is fucking lit. First one, fire. Second one, even better. I'm excited to see what John Krasinski and Emily Blunt actually do with this. But is this directed by them, though? I don't think it is. Oh, shit. Is it? Yeah, I don't fucking know. All right, whatever. Dune Part 2. It's about fuck. I was hyped for this during fucking Thanksgiving, and you guys fucking pushed it back. I don't know why, but either way, I'm fucking hyped for it. I y'all already know how I feel about Dune, and if you don't, I fucking loved it. I like the 80s version of Dune. I like all that sci-fi space shit, even though, like, I mean, I guess there's aliens in it, but, like, not crazy. It's more just, like, humans. But, yeah, I'm hyped for this. Fucking Zendaya, huge fan. They got Tom Holland variant as the star in it. I always forget Timothy Charlemagne or whatever the fuck his name is. He was good in it, too. I'm hyped for it. I'm hyped to see the fucking, they got the dude who played Elvis in it. Yeah, it's going to be, that Dune Part 2, that shit's going to be fire. We got Beyond the Spider-Verse in March. You already know how I feel about that. Ghostbusters, that last Ghostbusters movies that came out, that shit was actually not bad. Not the one that was pandering to women and had the women Ghostbusters. Again, I'm not against women or you know, any minorities having their own movies, but it has to be good. That movie wasn't good. I felt like they advertised and marketed, this is a woman Ghostbusters. No, it's like, yo, make Ghostbusters and blend the women into it and make a fucking good story. That's it. That Ghostbusters was trash. Moving on, Godzilla, Kong, hype for it. I liked the last Godzilla versus Kong. I haven't seen Godzilla Minus One. Is it Godzilla Minus One or Minus X? I don't know, whatever the fuck it is. I hope that shit's going to be fire. May, Fall Guy. Oh, this is the one with the fucking, what's the fucking dude? The guy, Ryan Gosling, whatever he is, and Emily Blunt. He's like a stuntman who ends up, like, being a stuntman in real life. I don't know, whatever. It looks all right, though. Captain America Brave New World. It's supposed to be in May of 2024. I mean, yo. I'm hyped for it. Just keep it grounded. Keep it grounded. Make the story fire. That's about it. Really nothing to say. We haven't seen a trailer. Snow White, really not for me. I feel like the Disney live actions have been going downhill. What was the last one that came out? Little Mermaid. I didn't even see that shit. Lion King. I feel like the only thing that the Lion King movie was missing was like the actual facial expressions. Of course, they want it to be real, but at the same time, it's like, yo, my nigga, a fucking lion, a pig, and a fucking rat are, like, best friends. It's already not real. It's like, you guys could have, like, did emphasize the facial expressions a little bit more. Furiosa. Is this the new Mad Max? I don't fucking know. The new Mad Max, I'm going to go see it. I don't know how I feel about it. Garfield, Chris Pratt with another fucking voiceover. He's killing the voiceover gang. I can't even lie. He's like the safe bet. He's white. He's a Christian. He's like says all the shit that keeps the studio safe. He's not going to pull like a Kanye West or a fucking Ezra Miller. Like, you know, we're going to see this motherfucker do voiceovers for a long ass time. This mother guarantee he's going to get a voice in the next Toy Story. This motherfucker is already. Who the fuck was he? He's Garfield. He's fucking the dude from the Lego movie. He's fucking Mario. Which Mario movie? Did that come out last year? I don't think that came. If that came out last year, that's another movie that was fucking fire. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I'm a Planet of the Apes guy right here. My mom and especially my grandmother, she loved Planet of the Apes. Two things I remember my grandmother liking: Planet of the Apes and horror movies, but like horror shit, like the old school black and white shit. And yeah, I'm a Planet of the Apes guy. I'm hyped for that. June is Ballerina. That is like the John Wick spinoff. That's probably gonna be fire. Deadpool. That is gonna be my shit right there, yo. Shout out to Ryan Reynolds, man. Shout out to Hugh Jackman. Let's fucking go, man. I don't know where this movie's gonna fucking go, but I'm fucking sold. That's the next Marvel movie that's gonna be like lit. And then right off of the hype, we go right down to the fucking bottom of the barrel with fucking Kraven. I'm done with the Sonyverse, man. What the fuck, yo? I can't even like talk about this bum ass shit. Like this nigga gets bit by a lion and he, whatever, fuck it. Joker's sequel, Folly. I can't even pronounce this French ass name. Yo, Lady Gaga, she can act. I've seen Lady Gaga in American Horror Story, and she was fire. She was fire. She's also she's another milk queen. I wasn't like the thing with the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie is it's not like a Joker that I want, but it's still a fucking good ass movie. It seems like more of like a Law and Order SVU. Like it's so fucking super realistic. I wonder what the fuck they're gonna do in this movie. I heard they were trying to make it a fucking musical, which I'm already fucking yuck. But whatever. Gladiator 2. I'll definitely see that. Avatar 3. Most definitely will see that. Ready Player 2. These are unconfirmed releases. Ready Player 2. This is my first time hearing about it. I'm on a list on Collider. These are like the top movies that are supposed to be coming out in 2024. Ready Player 1 was fire. If they're coming out with a Ready Player 2, we're right there, yo. Y'all think the technology is going to be there for our lifetime where, like, we can actually go into, like, a fucking game like they were? Like, they already got the metaverse shit. Apple's got their shit coming out. Like, I need full immersion. I need that shit in fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Where they were in those fucking pods and then, like, it just put their mind, like, in a game and, like, they're walking around. Like, that's the shit that I... Imagine Elden Ring like that. Like, you just in Elden Ring and Morgott or any one of these fucking, like, demons just, like, run up to you and, like, smack your ass. Like, that's the shit that I fucking want, man. That's just gonna be hard as fuck. I'm ready for Ready Player 2. And Nosferatu, that's an old fucking movie. They just had that Dracula movie that came out. Yeah, this could be fire. That Nosferatu, I don't know if that was like the first vampire movie. If you haven't watched it, I believe it's on YouTube. That's where I first watch it. Shit's fucking creepy as fuck. There's no words. It's black and white or like a gray, not a grayish. That's fucking black and white, idiot. Like a brown tone maybe, or I don't know, whatever. Shit's fucking creepy as fuck. I think the closest most people know of Nosferatu is that episode with fucking SpongeBob, where it's the hash-slinging slasher, and the lights were going on and off in a Krusty Krab, and Nosferatu was actually the character that was turning it on and off. So I don't know if that's the exact episode, but he was definitely in an episode of SpongeBob. But yeah, that's some of the big shit that's coming out 2024. I probably missed some shit, but whatever. What I'm excited for most is definitely Beyond the Spider-Verse, Dune, and Deadpool. Those are going to be the things that I'm hyped for. I need those. You can trash everything else. There's also another Alien movie that's coming on. It's not on this list. It's supposed to be, I think, like right before the first Alien movie or redoing it. I'm a huge Alien franchise movie. Huge Ripley fan also, which is a female who is the lead of the movie. Or lead of the second one, but whatever. Also, speaking of Ready Player One, yo, did y'all hear about the fucking... So apparently a 16-year-old girl was... Or the UK police is investigating into a sexual assault in the metaverse. Isn't that fucking wild? And I just talked about fucking Elden Ring bosses slapping me on the ass. Like, maybe I should file a fucking sexual complaint. But yeah, UK police are investigating the alleged sexual assault of a teenage girl in a VR metaverse in what seems like the first criminal investigation of its kind. The chair of the Association of Police Crime Ministers told the BBC that the complaint was made in 2023 and the inquiry is ongoing. This is from PCGamer.com, FYI. The kind of behavior described has no place on our platform, which is why all of our users have an automatic protection called personal boundary, which keeps people you don't know a few feet away from you. though we aren't given any details about what happened ahead of the story publishing, we look into its details become available to us. That's probably like a spokesperson for Meta. Now, I did see the video. The video that I saw wasn't like graphic, like it weren't going crazy, but it was kind of wild. If that was a scenario where it was real life, y'all motherfuckers is going to jail. Like, my mom always told me, if you go to a party, don't ever be in a room where it's all guys, one girl. Don't ever do anything sexually with a girl that is intoxicated or anything. You know, all of that shit. Like, I've always tried to be, and I always have been, the most respectful when it comes to those scenarios. Even when it's my girlfriend, fuck, even when it's like my wife, like if they're like totally like blacked out, like, yo, we not doing nothing. Y'all not catching me out here. I'm a law abiding citizen in this bitch, right? Fuck that. But it was in the metaverse and it was wild, but it was like, yo, just take the fucking headset off. Like, unplug that bitch. Like, you could have been fucking out of there. It's like, I wonder, like, yo, can't you like summon a fucking like AK-47 in the metaverse and just fucking, you know, fucking lace everybody that was in that room? Like, I was watching the video. I was like, yo, this is kind of crazy. But I was like, yo, push the power button and get the fuck out of there. And yo, it's like, y'all got to be careful, man. Be careful with your fucking kids. You know, make sure y'all monitor everything. It's fucking nuts. It's fucking nuts. Bro, one of the wildest games, Roblox. My wife, she babysits, or she used to babysit kids, these kids, and they were playing Roblox. Like, my wife would play Roblox with them. Like, they got all kind of shit on there. And then my wife was playing, and then she found a server where it was just all nude Roblox characters. All the characters were nude. Like, they had fucking little bushes. And remember, like, these characters are like fucking blocks, but they had bushes. They had like circular, like half circle boobs with nipples. And my wife was like, what the fuck? And she showed me. I was like, hold on, time out. There's no way this is a fucking kids game. And she was like, yo, yeah. And she like immediately called up the parents that they babysat for and was like, yo, y'all gotta shut this shit down or like whatever. And apparently, like, those servers in Roblox, like, they pop up and then they get, like, shut down because it's a fucking kids game. But because, I guess, in Roblox, like, you can make your own content there, like, these weird-ass fucking pedophiles make this shit. And, like, they were literally having, like, sex in there. And I'm like, yo, this is fucking wild, yo. Yeah, man, it's nuts. It's not like Sims. I think you could, like, have intercourse with, like, Sims, but it's not, like, that detailed. I'm not a Sims player, but I know kind of, like, Sims is maybe geared towards, like, adults a little bit. Grand Theft Auto, obviously, you're definitely an adult, so you can do whatever the fuck you want there. I'm definitely going to be hitting the fucking strip clubs in Grand Theft Auto 6. Best believe I'm going to be up in there. All right, sorry, I'm getting crazy. But, yeah, y'all, I was like, yo, this is fucking nuts, like, Roblox got to do something, or, like, there needs to be some fucking lawsuits, because that is fucking, like, little kids that play that fucking game. But it's just interesting to see that this shit is fucking happening, man. Yo, technology is getting fucking wild. Fucking wild. All right, cool. Moving on. What else we got? I talked about this a little bit. So, going back to Disney, there's supposed to be a new Star Wars movie, I think. It's probably not, they say that it's coming out 2024. It's probably not coming out 2024. It'll probably be like 2025, like the end of 2025 during Christmas. Like, you know how Star Wars likes to do it. But yeah, man, first female director of a movie, and they're bringing back Rey. And I think the synopsis is just like Rey, it's 15 years later, and Rey is supposed to be training a new Jedi Order. My thing with that is, what the fuck? Y'all just erasing all the shit that's in the fucking series? Like, my nigga, we got Ahsoka. We don't need Rey anymore. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, if they could do something cool with Rey, but it's like, yo, we don't give a shit about Rey no more. It's big Ahsoka. We want Ahsoka. Sabine, shout out to Sabine. We want Sabine as well. You know, find them to come back to the fucking galaxy, or maybe they could find a way to hop back and forth between two galaxies. Maybe, you know, I don't know, whatever it is. We still got, like, we still have that whole storyline. I don't know where exactly it is. Maybe this is before what happened with Force Awakens and that whole saga. But come on, yo. Come on. The fans want to see Ahsoka. We want Ahsoka. Y'all need to find a way to get Ahsoka in. If you get Ahsoka in this, kill all that women's empowerment. Like, this is a woman's movie. Like, kill all of that. You could still have female leads, but dead all that shit right now. It's very early in the production, very early in the fucking news about it. Dead all that shit. All you got to say is, yo, Ahsoka and Sabine is going to be in. Just fuck Sabine. Ahsoka is going to be in this. Ahsoka and Rey are going to link up. Ahsoka is going to start to train Rey and teach her all about Anakin and Luke and all that shit. Then we're going to be fucking lit. Y'all could do whatever. Get some fire ass fucking Sith Lord. Like, do what you were going to do with Kylo Ren in The Force Awakens. I thought, like, that was so fire. And then it's just, like, slowly you fucking diminished him. You fucking, I'm still mad about that shit. But, yeah, we need some fire Sith. Like, we need to get back to this shit. Like, all the Sith need to be slaughtering fucking younglings. Go back to that shit. Go back to stormtroopers fucking killing innocent people. Like, we need to get back to the fucking action. All right? But yeah, I think I beat this dead horse. Just stop marketing fucking plights. Stop marketing to oppressed people or people that you think is oppressed. And just give us good fucking stories. Moving on. Steven Yeun, whatever. Glenn from Walking Dead. He is not in the fucking Thunderbolts anymore. Yo, Marvel, y'all are hitting fucking massive roadblocks that are fucking getting me fucking tight and getting me fucking scared. I think he said it was a clash between scheduling. Here's my thing. What the fuck could you have that's more important than a Marvel movie? Especially you playing, I think he was going to play Sentry, right? What the fuck could you have outside of Invincible that's more important than Thunderbolts? Than a fucking MCU movie that you know could gross $100 million easily. I don't fucking know. It's definitely not Invincible because you already were doing Invincible before you signed on. You were already exposed by the guy who created Invincible because he told us that you were being fitted for the suit and you were like, yo, I didn't realize, like, I'm got two characters that wear yellow and blue. So we already know it ain't Invincible. What else could you be working on? They better be resurrecting your bum ass back from the dead in The Walking Dead, and you need to be in the Daryl series and the fucking Negan and your wife series. That's the only thing that I want to see that would be taking you away from being in the fucking MCU. Other than that, I don't want to hear it. That shit that you had on Netflix with fucking, what's the other Asian chick? That movie was fire, by the way, or that series was fire. Beef. That ain't cutting it. Beef season 2 ain't taking you away from being in the fucking Thunderbolts in the MCU. That Disney bag, I know that Disney bag is solid. And I don't want to hear the people, oh, they don't do it for the money, all that bullshit. If they didn't do it for the money, people wouldn't be taking the fucking money. Let's put it that way. All right? Fucking piss me off, man. We needed you. I feel like this is how people feel when it's like, they get a fire-ass player traded to, like, their NBA team or their fucking NFL team only for them to be like, nah, yo, we training them back or we training them to another team. And you're like, fuck, yo. I thought LeBron was coming to the Knicks. Yeah, that's fucking annoying. All right, whatever. Moving on. Steven, you will be missed even though you weren't here in the first place officially. But, yeah. More MCU. I know I'm, like, killing it with the MCU shit. Echo season 1. I am not well versed on Echo. But I love Grounded. I love Kingpin. I love Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin. And Daredevil is going to be in this. From the first trailer and the second trailer, they're given the beats. They're given the beats. We have blood. We have ground level combat. It's gritty. I'm hyped. I'm hyped for this shit, man. It's coming out next week. You best believe I'm doing fucking reviews. And they're releasing all of the episodes at once. Fucking right. Let's go. That's another one that I'm excited about. Between this and Deadpool, it's up and it's stuck. What's that coming out? It's coming out Tuesday. All right, cool. We lit. We valid. Echo is going to be fire. I like the actress who plays as Echo. I see y'all memes talking about y'all. I wonder how these two are gonna communicate. Because Daredevil is blind and she's deaf. They're gonna communicate through fist. That's what they're gonna do. I'm fucking hyped. I am so hyped. All right, cool. Invincible season 2. I talked about it. Invincible was fire. I talked about Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I'll kind of leave this here. One thing that I want to do is I want to appreciate, I want to give appreciation to everybody that has commented on my shit, that has followed me, that has sent me DMs, you know, whether it's just like, you know, a like on a YouTube video, or, you know, maybe you DM me and like, yo, this is mad funny. Maybe you just send me a laughing emoji and I never hear from you again. Maybe you're somebody that reached out to me and, you know, we actually collabed on shit. You know, shout out to Lesser Known Comics. Shout out to Concrete Comics. Shout out to, you know, just fucking everybody that I've been collabing with. Everybody that's been supporting me, man. You guys fuel me. You guys are, you know, what I like to think of it as my fucking peers, but also like my competition. You know, I want to fucking grow, and I want to fucking grow big. You know, I'm only one person. I'm kind of like teetering. I'm already working on something with Concrete a little bit. It's still a little bit in the works where he's got like a few interns. So I think I'm going to be, you know, like working with them a little bit, you know, teaching them the game, edit videos, you know, what shit's funny, like how to post up content, because he's building this shit. But, you know, who knows? Maybe I'm looking for, you know, a couple people to be on the B-Minus TV team that I could work with on a creative and consistent basis. But either way, you know, everybody who watches me, everybody who follows me, I really fucking appreciate you guys. Again, you know, outside of my wife and my kids, I don't know where I would be. I would definitely be fucking depressed. I would definitely have like no hope or no vision for anything. But I'm hyped about this shit that we're fucking building right here. And this shit's going to be fucking, we're going to keep going. I got my project that I'm working on. I'm hoping that I can, you know, finally get like the first draft done, get the funds to actually start looking for artists and shit. And then, let's build a fucking name for ourselves. But on that, make sure that you like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. Make sure you guys follow me on all my platforms. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, thank you. Appreciate you guys. Make sure you sub it. And then, we'll catch you guys later.